welcome to Just a Minute. Sue Perkins here, and as the minute waltz fades away, what a joy it is to welcome you to Just a Minute. And now, time to introduce you, of course, to the four marvellous and talented people who are playing Just a Minute this week. They are Josie Lawrence, Emma City, Giles Brandreth, and Desiree Birch. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. I am going to ask them all to speak on a subject that I give them for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating, or deviating. Let's see how that goes. And Josie, we are going to start with you, please, my love. The subject is fallen at the first hurdle. 60 seconds, please, of your finest without hesitation, repetition, or deviation on fallen at the first hurdle, starting now.
There have been so many times when I feel I've fallen at the first hurdle. Going out on what I thought was a first date and it turns out the bloke just wants to buy my car. Or an interview for a job and I can't even remember my own name. I have fallen at the first hurdle. I hope I don't do it now on Just a Minute. That would be terrible. But the big thing about being falling at the first
Giles?
A hesitation.
A little whisper.
I fell. No.
But you know what? I tell you what, you were very upright for 29 seconds, so well done you. Yeah. Beautifully done. Yeah. Giles, you have correctly identified the issue there. That means you get the subject fallen at the first hurdle. 31 seconds, and your time starts now.
I well remember attending the Naturists' holiday camp when I was a boy and participating in the sports day. The 500 metres hurdles was excruciating from my point of view. Because though I was only on the brink of manhood, nonetheless, there was an obstacle in the way of the hurdle. And I thought I'd better fall rather than injure my prospects. Because I thought I have a future. I'm a kind of Adonis, but also almost a Greek god. And to fall at the first hurdle on this instant...
Giles speaking as the whistle went and leaving us, of course, with an image that it's going to take more than just weekly psychotherapy to get rid of. Just on the brink of manhood for some reason. Actually made me bilious. Well done, Giles, you get the point there. Smashing stuff. Emma, we are with you next, my love.
Okay.
And the subject is getting down on one knee.
Got it.
Not a problem for me. It's the getting up. 60 seconds, please, on getting down on one knee, starting now.
Getting down on one knee is something that people culturally do to ask the other person to marry them. That has happened to me once, and that makes me a bit annoyed. Did no one else want to ask me that special thing? Did no...
Giles.
A bit harsh, but two asks.
That is very, very harsh.
Fair enough.
I mean, to interrupt somebody's proposal in such a churlish manner, it is harsh. And I'm going to give you a point for it because it's a great challenge.
Yeah.
But I also want to hear a bit more from Emma, please. Oh. Emma is a less experienced player of the game, and I think I want to see how the proposal goes. Yes. Don't you?
To our listeners, can I just point out that Giles is naked this evening?
I wasn't, I mean, and you're right.
And indeed, just on the brink of manhood. Yeah.
Right, so successful challenge, Giles, but notwithstanding, I'd like Emma to carry on. I'd like to see how it goes in the world of proposals. 43 seconds, back with you. Emma, time starts now.
When my at-the-time boyfriend proposed to me, he was not naked. He was wearing clothes. And I, in fact, sent him into Gap minutes before he proposed to me because I really wanted him to buy new underpants.
Giles, you buzzed.
Repetition of the word propose.
Yes, it was.
Fair enough. Okay. Take it from me now, I'm done.
A correct challenge. 30 seconds, please, on getting down on what... Don't do it now. Getting down on one knee, starting now.
I live by a pond where also we'll be inhabiting ducks and geese and swans. And when I dandle them on my knees, I find I often get down on one knee, but not on the other, which is extraordinary. And I think this is because I do the bouncing with the right knee and not with the left. And that is quite remarkable. Getting down on one knee, of course, in a proposal is a remarkable thing to do. And I found it very exciting when Emma, though much younger than me...
Desiree.
Was there a repetition of remarkable?
There was a repetition of remarkable. Okay. Correct. Beautiful challenge, Desiree, made even more so by the fact you poached that from Giles with 1 second remaining.
Oh! Oh! Why is the audience cheering quite this way?
OK, so tell us whatever you fancy in 1 second of getting down on one knee, starting now.
No point in getting down on one knee now. There's no point.
Well done. Desiree was speaking as the whistle went just 1 second after she began that subject. Giles, we aren't with you. Your subject is something I'm not sure is possible when you're in a room. Awkward silence.
Oh.
What can you tell us about awkward silence? Have you noticed them around you, or were you just too busy chatting? Your time, 60 seconds, which I'm giving you, starts now.
Harold Punter, the celebrated author of The Misprint and other great plays, was renowned for his awkward silences. Let me illustrate one now. Good. I'm glad I got away with that. I wasn't sure that I would, but an awkward silence can be quite embarrassing, particularly if you are proposing to somebody like Emma, who is actually 3 generations younger than you, because you go down on one knee with a...
Emma has, thankfully...
I'm going to say inappropriate deviation.
What?
Ooh.
Well, just trying to propose to me in that way and all of that.
On a Radio 4 panel show, Giles.
And I was going to say there was an awkward silence when after I'd proposed because she did not know how to respond. And then when her lawyers came round...
I can't deal with that anymore. Is that OK?
Do you know what? I enjoy the challenge. I'm going to say, you know, you were discussing proposing to Emma. She has a right to feedback. And her feedback was, stay the hell away. So, with 30 seconds remaining, Emma, what can you tell us about awkward silence starting now?
Don't fear awkward silences. Use it...
Giles.
Do. But please carry on. I just wanted to get it off my chest. Though you can see my chest and, well...
Incorrect challenge. I enjoyed it, though. Back with you, Emma. 27 seconds. Starting now.
The awkward silence is a chance to reflect, meditate, maybe consider your life choices. Think about whether you want to stay being in the company of the person you're with or not. And if you don't, get a train or say you need the toilet. Run as fast as you can from this very bad situation where there is an awkward silence and maybe you should actually be very afraid of it. They are so totally bad.
Oh, just got over the line there. That was
just
great.
Just about.
Doesn't matter. It's beautiful.
Thank you,
Speaking
everyone.
As the whistle went means you get the point. Desiree, we are with you now, my love. And your subject is If I Were on Dragon's Den. You've got 60 seconds. If I Were on Dragon's Den, your time starts now.
If I were on Dragon's Den, I guarantee I would be bad at it. In fact, I would fail miserably on purpose. I would insist on referring to the dragons as sharks, because that's the American version, and I should start with arrogance and proceed from there. Then, afterwards, I would say, these other entrepreneurs are traitors, and they would say, Desiree, that is the wrong show. And then I would suggest that I would make out with them to make them lose money, and they would say, Desiree, that's too hot to handle. You narrated that.
Josie.
I think a repetition of Desiree.
Yes. Oh. There was a double...
You know,
double,
when you start with narcissism, it's hard to let it go. You are correct, yeah.
Narcissism can work in any panel show environment apart from this one.
Yes.
Getting great guns there. 32 seconds, well done you. But it was a correct challenge by Josie, which means you get the subject. To remind you, it's If I Were on Dragon's Den. 28 seconds, starting now.
If I were on Dragon's Den, I'd pretend to get stuck in the lift, and Deborah Meaden and Peter Jones would come to help me, and she would pull the doors apart, and I'd walk in and say, oh, if only I had my elevator wrench. And it's a little tool for opening such things, and you can keep it in your handbag and your pocket. If I were on Dragon's Den, I also have a brilliant...
Emma.
I am so sorry. I was going to say repetition of if, but that's in the title.
It is.
I am so sorry.
You don't have to apologise. Oh. Love means never having to say things.
Oh. That's just an awkward silence, isn't it? Yes, so yeah, not a correct challenge.
Sorry,
no,
sorry.
That's all right. And with 1 second remaining, Josie...
Oh!
If I were on Dragon's Den, pitch me, baby, starting now.
If I were on Dragon's Den, I would make... Hey.
Congratulations, speaking as the whistle went, you get the points. OK, let's have a look at some scores. Oh, it's tight. So in joint second place, we've got Desiree, Josie and Emma, and just slightly out in front, which gives us certainly a view, is Giles. Right, Josie, we're back with you again. Your subject feels a bit meta in this game. The subject is, do I need to repeat myself? Oh, that's thorny. It tickled just one person in the audience. What can you tell us without hesitating, repeating or deviating on, do I need to repeat myself? Your time starts now.
Well, do I want to repeat myself? No. But do I need to repeat myself? Oh, gorblimey, yes. There's something so wonderful about repeating things. So here goes. Do I need to repeat myself? Do I need...
Giles.
It's taken a time, but I wanted to illustrate awkward silence.
Somewhat after the effect, but I enjoyed it. Yes. I'm going to say that's an incorrect challenge.
It was, because I thought she was going to repeat want when need is on the card.
It is.
And she didn't.
I didn't. I knew I'd get you.
Yeah.
That was an incorrect challenge, so go for it. You've got 38 seconds starting now.
Do I need to repeat myself? 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 Do I need to...
What? Who has dared interrupt this magnificent spectacle? Emma.
I really want to say repetition, but it was also the best thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
I say that at the same time to make that very clear.
So basically, there's no repetition in the sense that it's on the cards.
Yes.
But at the same time, everyone could simply repeat what was on the card ad infinitum.
That is kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
I get that. Not if it didn't say, do I need to repeat myself?
Exactly that. You see, I'm enjoying the joke of it being specifically about repetition. But I'm going to give you a point for having the audacity to interrupt just with 15 seconds to go.
Yes.
I mean, sure, that's a thing.
Give it back to Josie.
Well, I think we could all join in together with 15 seconds remaining. And all of us will start now.
Everybody do now. Do I need to repeat myself?
Do I need to repeat myself?
Do I need to repeat myself? Do I need to repeat myself?
And the audience speaking as the whistle went means the audience get 1 point, and for the first time... For the first time, I believe, in just a minute history, we'll make it onto the scoreboard.
Nice.
Josie, you also get a point, as do I, Emma, Giles and Desiree.
Yay! All right.
OK. Giles, we've got a historical figure for your next subject. Right. You probably met them, Giles. It's Anne Boleyn.
What?
It is your subject. Actually, this is one of the few royals. We have to go back this far to find a royal that you can't name drop about. You've got 60 seconds on the subject of Anne Boleyn. And your time starts now.
Anne Boleyn, the musical, is the work I'm currently engaged upon with Jeff Goldblum as Henry VIII. Anne Boleyn is the second wife of the aforementioned monarch, and I think this great American actor is going to play the part to perfection. This is a show that's got it all. Sex, it's got, as well as bodies all over the place, a beheading. Could you enjoy anything more? And I think I'm right in saying that Anne Boleyn was born in somewhere like King Trickle, which is a good word to rhyme with tickle. So I'm all for writing the lyrics as well as creating the music for my entertainment.
Oh, it was so good. Josie.
Well, it was a slight hesitation.
Oh, well. It was, yes. I mean, I'd like to see that show. It's got all the things we love. Sex, bodies and beheading. Great.
Who doesn't
Can't wait for the keynote song, She's Got No Head. Right. You've got the subject, Josie. 21 seconds on Anne Boleyn. Starting now.
I like the idea, Giles, of a musical about Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn, where you been? Round the maze and for a swim. What a terrible mess, I mean, I've lost me head. Now, that would be a very good thing. I would like that. Anne Boleyn really upset me because she...
Emma!
I think there was repetition of like...
Oh, I was just so caught up in the music.
Oh, all right, then.
She's a modern young woman, so like is every other word in her vocabulary.
Yes, like, I agree, like, Giles. Yeah. Like.
I'm going to give you a point for a correct challenge, but I'm going to give the last hurrah to Josie to carry on 3 seconds because it was a beautifully realised character there, and I'd like to hear more. 3 seconds, Josie, starting now.
Well, there I was, running around the court when suddenly...
Josie, speaking of the whistle end, gets that point. Now, Desiree, for you, the subject is being an eager beaver.
Oh.
You've got 60 seconds on eagerish beaverishness, and your time starts now.
Being an eager beaver, I would imagine, is a delicate endeavor because the entire species is quite keen. They are nature's contractors, so to be an eager beaver, you would have to be the foreman of the beavers. You would have to say things like, "Chew, men, chew!"
Oh! I just wanted to scream, "Chew!" But you are correct, I know.
What is it with you guys today? You're inhabiting characterization like I've never seen. I was so there at the Beaver Dam. Giles, you buzz.
Repetition.
Yes, sadly repetition. Which means you get the subject, which, remind you, is being an eager beaver. And your time starts now.
When I was in the Boy Scouts, I was indeed an eager beaver. That's what we were called between the ages of 6 and 8 when we joined the beaver troop. And we went out on amusing expeditions with little rucksacks and caps, woggles, and accompanied by Arkela, a gorgeous person who I actually proposed to, even though she was 3 times my age. I didn't see anything awkward about it. I went down on one knee. Such an eager beaver was I. Then an awkward silence followed, because though she was in charge...
Desiree.
Was there not a repetition of awkward silence?
No, from years ago, the awkward silence. There wasn't an awkward silence in this.
Okay. No,
really. Fair enough. Giles taking time to also be the chair of the show. Not in this one, though, wasn't repetition, no.
Okay.
Giles fusing together multiple subjects very nicely, and with 5 seconds remaining, we will allow him to carry on. Your time starts now, Giles.
Being an eager beaver is probably the thing I am most proud of, because when I was just this age...
OK, let's look at some scores. In third place, we've got Desiree. In second, we've got Josie and Emma tied. And storming out ahead with a knapsack is Giles Brandreth. Josie, you are back with us now. Your subject is the power of suggestion. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating on the power of suggestion? Starting now.
Desiree, my darling girl, and Giles, wonderful, wonderful man. Oh!
Oh!
I mean, right up until then, I don't know what was going on, but yeah. It was hypnotic.
I do always look at him and think, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And that's what's thrown me.
I mean, Charles, you buzzed. Let's hear the challenge.
Repetition of the word wonderful.
I'm surprised you buzzed. Yeah. It must be lush. Someone said wonderful, wonderful. I'd be like, have it.
With yeah? excitement.
Yeah. Not for the first time. So... in just 7 seconds as well, Giles.
I know.
Oh. No.
I know.
No. Let's see what you can do on the power of suggestion. Your time starts now.
The power of suggestion is hypnotic. When I look at Josie, I feel the power as it has never hit me before. S-U-G-G and then another letter. T-I-O-N. The power of suggestion. It courses through my bones, through my body.
Josie, you challenged, and I thank you for it. Because an intervention did need to be made.
Yes. I think it was... I might have been a repetition of body, but there was also a slight hesitation before he sang the final note.
It was repetition and a bit of hesitation.
I think the repetition was of through.
Through.
It was through and through.
Yeah, there was a repetition of through as well.
There was so much going on there to unpick.
There
I
was.
Might need
such a lot.
An extra session afterwards just to debrief. OK, 30 seconds are available to you, Josie, on the power of suggestion. It's back with you. Let's see if you can hypnotise us once more, starting now.
Let's not think about 30 seconds. Let's think about...
Emma.
Repetition of let's.
And think.
Oh,
yes. It's true. Yes.
Sorry.
It's true. Yeah. Don't apologise. Love means, you know.
correct challenge, Emma. You get the subject. 26 seconds remaining on the power of suggestion. Starting now.
The power of suggestion does not work on me because I am my own woman and a men's rights activist. I have spent a lot of time in this world avoiding the... I've lost it. Yeah.
Giles.
Hesitation.
Yes.
Avoiding the...
Yeah.
I tell you what, Giles, my suggestion would be let's end this topic because this is going on now. 14 seconds on the power of suggestion. Can you tell us something about it? Starting now.
What interests me about the power of suggestion is its very impotence. We attempt to hypnotise people, to persuade them through the power of suggestion, but regularly we fail. We're incapable of doing this. We look at one another with wide eyes, nostrils flared.
Giles spoke as Whistle went. He gets the point, and we are on to our next subject, which is with you, Emma. And it's one for all the Pizza Express fans out there. Dough balls. What can you tell us in 1 minute on dough balls? Starting now.
If I remember correctly, Emily Maitlis failed to ask the prince formerly known as Andrew if he did or did not order dough balls on that fateful night he was in Tramp. And I hope he did, because dough balls are so delicious. They are warm spherical objects, and you get the garlic butter and you dip them in it, and you thank the person who works at Pizza Express for bringing you the dough balls, because they're the best thing in that joint. You can get them from the supermarket, but it's not as good. They are dry. They have been in a refrigerator. Get yourself down to that restaurant that is the name of a train mixed with an Italian item you have tomato and cheese on, and go there and demand. They bring you 8 dough balls. They come with 6. They'll say, what do you mean you want more than that number? And you say, well, it's because I love these dough balls and you're going to bring them to me now. And they will be so shocked that they'll come straight at it. Can I say something on that?
Yeah.
I grew up in Woking. So I think that's why I was able to achieve that.
What I enjoyed was the prince formerly known as Andrew. I think it's Andrew formerly known as the prince.
Yes.
But you know what? That was just a masterclass. It was wonderful to listen to. You were speaking as the whistle went. You get the point. Gets another point for speaking for the full 60 seconds. And you should feel very, very happy with yourself as we canter forthwithly into the final round. So, bringing that one home for us, Giles, we're back with you. And I think this is going to be a good one for you. The last time I received a compliment. Cast your mind back, my friends. It's a mist of time. All right, come on, let's have it. The last time I received a compliment, 60 seconds, Charles, starting now.
It was actually quite recently. I was on an American book tour and I met somebody charming called Doe Balls, who was turned out to be a kind of Simpson-like cousin of Ed Balls and his sister Ophelia. And,
oh! Emma.
Repetition of Balls.
Indeed. Yeah. I think Balls was at the heart of it all.
The multiple mention of balls in 14 seconds means it's absolutely a correct challenge. The last time I received a compliment, Emma, starting now.
The last time I received a compliment, I knew the person was lying. They told me I didn't look tired, but I am knackered. My furrowed brow is looking very bad at the moment. And I had to receive the compliment politely and say, well, thank you so much. But it made me lose trust in this person, and I will never trust them again. Yeah.
Giles, you buzzed.
There was a repetition of the word trust.
Yes, there was. Yeah, that's the correct challenge. Back with you. Last time I received a compliment, 24 seconds. No balls, please, starting now.
The last time I received a compliment in this studio was in 1983 when Peter Jones leant across Kenneth Williams and said, for a young man, you're not doing too badly at this game. I've treasured that wonderful moment for really almost half a century. The last time I received a compliment is so long ago that I've lost confidence in myself.
Nonsense. Emma, your challenge.
I'm going to say deviation because I told Giles he had a nice jumper earlier. So that's a compliment.
Just before he took it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's being a little self-deprecating, but it's allowed within the rules.
Fair enough.
We can accommodate that.
Okay.
Giles, with 1 second remaining, perhaps tell us one of the compliments you've been showered with of late, starting now.
Wonderful, wonderful is what I was told.
Oh, that is a supreme way to end the show. I'm super happy with that. Well done all. End of the game. Let's have a little look at where the scores lie. It's very tight. We've got Desiree in fourth position. We've got Josie in third. In second, we've got Emma. And slightly out ahead, the very naked but very wonderful Giles Brunner. And there, my lovelies, I'm afraid we do have to leave you. But first of all, thanks to our incredible players of the game today, Josie Lawrence, Emma Siddy, Giles Brandreth and Desiree Birch. We are, of course, indebted to Ian Messiter and Nicholas Parsons. And we also thank Sarah Nichols for blowing her whistle so delicately. The producer was Georgia Keating, and it was a BBC Studios production for Radio 4. And this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thank you so much for listening, wherever you are. And please do join us again next time we play Just a Minute.